welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for being here. It means the world to me when I see your posts on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, where you are paying forward these podcasts, because when we pay them forward, they reach people who really need them. So there are some people praying to hear some of the advice that some of our guests give on these interviews. So this last weekend, I got to spend time with some of the most epic human beings on the planet. And that was because Chris and I, my husband, we joined Lewis Howes Greatness Mastermind. If you guys don't know who Lewis Howes is, you absolutely need to check him out. He has one of the top podcasts out there, the School of Greatness podcast. That's how I discovered Lewis Howes. And also this mastermind, he was talking about it on one of his podcasts. And I know what a brilliant connector he is, and I know what making those connections has done for his life, and how fulfilling it's been, and how much just beautiful experiences and information it's brought into his life. And when I heard that he was doing his mastermind, I knew that I had to be a part of it, because I also desire to connect with incredible people doing incredible things. So what happens when you put yourself in a room of epic human beings who are committed to their own growth and also to tying everything that they do in their vision to something that helps impact other people in a large way? Magic happens. And of course, before I went to this mastermind, I had a million things come up in my head, just like any human being does. We actually all shared this, that before we walked in the room, no matter who it was that was walking into this room, we all shared the same humanness, the same thoughts of, am I going to be good enough? Am I going to be able to contribute enough? Am I going to be able to show up for these goals that I commit? And so I just want to share that it doesn't matter who you are, because truly I am in the room with people who work with different presidents. I'm in a room with people who make profound impact in the world, who work with some of the most elite people at the top of their game, and they still have these same questions when walking in to a situation like this. So guys, it doesn't matter where or who or what. We all feel the same way. And it's about the people who just show up, like the willingness to just show up and put yourself out there and to put yourself in these situations where you are going to gain an experience that is going to help you grow into the person that you need to be. And that is really the entire purpose that we're on this planet, is our soul is only here to create experiences for itself so it can become what it was destined to be. So the only thing keeping you from becoming that person that you know that you already are, that dream that you have locked inside of you, that's screaming at you, even if it seems unrealistic, if you have it and you think it, it is yours and it's yours to fulfill. And the only thing keeping you from doing that are the experiences that you create for yourself, or the places that you put yourself to have an experience. So no matter what that is that you want, there is an experience out there for you to have in order to become that person. So it's that whole theory of acting as if, right? So act as if, and all of a sudden you become. So your soul already knows what you are. Your dream already knows what it is. You just need to put yourself in alignment, or in the position, or in the place, or with the people in order to have that experience. So that's what this mastermind does. And we talked so much about vision and impact in this mastermind. And it really made me think of the quote, live less out of habit and more out of intent. So it's so easy if we don't put ourselves in these situations to just fall back into living out of our habit, right? It's served us, like we've got these habits, they keep us alive. Maybe we're not doing everything that we want, but we have an okay life and it's just habitual, right? If we don't have a plan of action, if we don't create these experiences, if we don't make sure that we are creating experiences and scheduling it in alignment or to the things that are in alignment to these big goals and dreams, which, by the way, like I said, I truly believe it's our responsibility to make sure that we reach them, because that's our purpose on the planet, is to live into our highest purpose and pay forward the gifts of whatever that is that comes with living in our highest purpose, whether that is abundance so that you can pay forward abundance or pay forward the ideas around how you created that abundance, whatever it is, it truly is our responsibility to live out that dream. So living less out of habit and more out of intention. How can you be intentional about your dream? So for me, it was joining this mastermind, no matter how scary it was, and having trust and having faith that if I put myself in an experience that could potentially get me to the person that I want to become, could potentially put me in alignment with my goals and dreams, that I would just have the willingness to show up. And that's what I do. I just say, yes, this is in alignment. Yes, this is something that's going to help me become this person that I want to be. And even though I'm scared to death, I had many other words. Even though I am scared to death, I am willing to show up, because I know that oftentimes it's just the willingness to put myself in a situation and an experience so that I can become that person by giving myself this opportunity. So don't rob yourself of the opportunities. Don't rob yourself of becoming the person that you know you're meant to be simply because you're scared. You're only scared because you're not used to doing it. It's outside of your comfort zone. It's not within your habits that you do every single day. So just know that it's not easy, because it's challenging, right? But it's simple. It's simple. Schedule the things that scare you. Make sure you're accountable to your intentions and your highest vision. You guys, put yourself in the way of the things that you know can help you create the experiences to become that person that you know that you already are. So I want to hear what you're going to do. I want to hear your commitment. I want to hear that thing that you know is kind of eating at you. Maybe it's an event. Maybe it's something that you need to join. Maybe it's a program. Maybe it's a book you need to read. Maybe it's friends that you need to kind of get out of that social circle and go throw yourself into a new group of friends. Maybe you need to go to that networking event. What is it? Reach out to me on Instagram. Post underneath a picture. Reach out to me on Facebook. Shoot me an email. I love to hear from you guys. Put your goals out there. Put your intention out there. Let me know what you're going to do, and let me know the result once you do it. So you guys, thank you so much for being here every single week. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.